We need to hang out with people who throw water on the fire of our fears and throw gasoline on the passion of our dreams. Chris Balatong.
Empowerment and education, two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hey, hey, everyone. Samantha Lee right here. I want to tell you about my favorite oil this week. I'm sort of kicking it back old school, as it were, and claiming that Peace and Calming is my favorite essential oil this week. When I bought my starter kit from Young Living about 4 years ago, this oil actually came in the starter kit. Then they took it out of the starter kit because they couldn't find a good quality blue tansy oil available on the market. It was a really bad crop year for blue tansy, so they couldn't source it anymore. And everyone was like freaking out because Peace and Calming wasn't available. And I was really sad as well. And they had to replace it in the starter kit. But now Young Living has another partner farm relationship going with some great quality blue tansy. And this oil is back strong. It's in plenty. Supply, and it's back in the starter kit now, which is really exciting. This oil, I think, is the blend that made my husband really fall in love with these oils as well. You know, as most of our husbands are a little skeptical at first, and then they experience it, and sometimes it just takes the right oil for someone to go, oh, yes, I get it. So Peace and Calming is a blend of ylang ylang, orange, tangerine, patchouli, and blue tansy. So a great combination of oils. And I think like this oil reminds me of like babies for some reason. I think because I think about that calming, peaceful, serene feeling you get when you're just holding and snuggling like a gentle, sleepy baby. And then, of course, when your baby starts freaking out and they're not that calm, gentle, sleepy baby anymore, I always think, get out the Peace and Calm me. So it's a great oil to just help wind down the household at the end of the night. It's a great oil to put on the bottom of your feet if you want to get a good night's sleep. And it also just has a great aroma. So if you hug someone and you're wearing this oil, they'll typically say, oh my gosh, you smell amazing. Now, we have a great episode coming your way today, but first, as always, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's DIY dugout recipe comes from Kristen White, and it is called the DIY Tattoo Soother. To make the tattoo soother, you need a 16-ounce glass mason jar, which you will use to melt down about 6 ounces of unrefined cocoa butter. You can do this in the microwave for 1 minute increments until melted. Once it's melted and cooled off, add 1 ounce of grapeseed oil, 4 ounces of 100% aloe vera gel, 10 drops of Melaleuca, 10 drops of Helichrysum, and 10 drops of frankincense, 15 drops of lavender, and 15 drops of Melrose essential oil. That sounds like a powerful combination. Kristen says, put the lid tightly on the mason jar and shake until everything is blended nicely. Kristen is from Illinois. Thank you so much for sending in your recipe. We always enjoy reading your recipes here on the show. You can email those in at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not-so-happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Well, hi, everyone. I'm here with Nidra Ahuja, who is a trained consultant, therapist, and course facilitator since 2001, teaching Ayurveda and running her clinical practice. Nidra's facilities take several nationally recognized courses, seminars, workshops, and retreats, and has a deep understanding of why and how people get sick and how they can truly heal. Nidra is a published writer in several national magazines and professional journals, and her online courses have been taken by students in over 120 countries. Nidra, it's such a pleasure to have you here on the show. How are you?
Very good, thanks. And thanks for having me as well. It's a pleasure to be there.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited to talk about this topic of specifically Ayurveda medicine and essential oils. So for those who have never even heard the word Ayurveda or Ayurvedic medicine, give us a little bit of background into what that means.
Okay, so Ayurveda is an ancient health system from what is now India, and the word itself means science of life. It is made up of two words. Ayu means life, and Veda is the science, so it means science of life. And it tells us a lot about not just something to do when you are sick, but also how to live your life so that we work a lot on preventative health as well.
Absolutely. Now, I have not a lot of knowledge in this area, but from what I understand, I know that there's a big focus on hot, cold, and body types. Do you want to talk about that for a while?
Okay, so let's first talk about body type, because that is the basic or fundamental. We talk about Everything in the universe is made up of five elements, including, of course, our bodies. And these five elements are space, air, fire, water, and earth. And from that, we talk about the functional intelligence of these elements in form of the word that we use is called dosha. So there are three doshas, vata, pitta, and kapha. And so vata is made up of space and air. Pitta is mainly fire, and kapha is water and earth. So from these functional intelligence that are there in the body and in the universe, we work out health and well-being and how to live. For example, people may have somebody who has got a lot of vata. So that means they would have plenty of space and air. And that can give us, depending on what are the qualities of these space and air, will be predictable in how they will look, how they will behave, what kind of health issues they may have, what kind of tendencies they would have. So space and air, for example, with the vata, they don't have much weight. So typically, if somebody has got vata, then they will have light body structures. And vata is related to movement, and vata doesn't go in straight lines. So I would expect, as when I see the patients, typically they may have, for example, curly hair, crooked teeth, deviated nasal septum. They may have, like, vata is related to principle of movement. So they would rather run than walk because everything is movement. Right. So they may learn things easily. They may forget things easily, too. So that's the kind of person that they are in their physical and mental, emotional way of being. The health issues they may have is, for example, anxiety and stress. From modern medicine perspective, it is movement in the neurons. So that is their thing that they could have. And then air brings, you know, it's space and air. So air brings dryness and coldness. So they would have dry skin. They may have cold hands and feet. So just by looking at them and just by understanding what we call as doshas and body type, we can predict a lot.
Are you born into this world generally with a certain body type, or are babies sort of considered, you know, balanced completely? And do you change body types over time? Usually?
Okay, so the body type doesn't change, but what changes is our imbalance. For example, you may be like when you are born with a certain body type. It is like your fingerprints, it's something that you have which is stable. It is something, or it's like you come from a Toyota factory, you have got the car has certain features. So like fingerprints are unique, your body type is unique to you. But what is going on in life? Say, let's just continue the conversation of vata, if it is space and air, but so is anxiety, so is stress bringing space and air into us. Or if I'm eating too much spacey and airy kind of food, for example, I'm eating too much lettuce, I can increase that. Or say something is going on at work which is bringing stress, I may increase or aggravate vata. So I can go out of balance. So that state of imbalance will change with time and what is going on or what am I eating and all those things. So these are the two things. One is the body type. One is the imbalance. The Sanskrit terms for them are prakriti is the body type and vikriti is the imbalance. You don't have to remember the Sanskrit terms, but basically one is body type, which is same, and one is imbalances that can come from the external environment.
Right. You know, this makes a lot of sense when I talk to a lot of people who will sort of have the complaint of, gosh, like I just can't seem to follow these diets, you know, these fad diets that might come around. Or, you know, my friend told me to stop eating meat, or my friend told me to only eat meat or whatever. And it just doesn't feel good. It doesn't work for me. And I think that, you know, with Ayurveda, you can tell that like you take a much more holistic approach of, hey, not one thing is going to work for everybody because we all have these different body types. We have different imbalances and you have to account for that. You know, one person who could could feel amazing when they go, you know, vegan or all raw. And then another person could feel terrible doing that, but maybe really thrive on more of a paleo diet or something like that.
Exactly. Exactly. We are unique with the body type and the imbalances that we are carrying. Nobody else in the world has got exactly same circumstances. So they will be at different place. And Ayurveda looks at each person individually, unique person, and then give the recommendations.
Right. And I'm sure that your recommendations include a lot of diet, lifestyle, mental things, and things like that. I'm curious, and what I'd like to focus on next is, how would you tie in essential oils as a recommendation for someone who's maybe imbalanced in one of those body types or another?
Okay. So once I understand the body type of a person, so Vata, as I was talking, is space and air and fire. Maybe let's talk about the fire now so that people get a little bit more
idea. Pitta.
The Pitta. If somebody has got Pitta dosha or Pitta imbalance, so which is related to the element of fire. So what is fire? Fire is heat. So I know from Ayurvedic perspective, somebody has too much fire, they will, in the physical features, they may have red hair, red tone to the color, skin color. They may have in health issues, they may have acidity, reflux, because that's related to fire, skin rashes. But basically, there is warmth. So the oils that I would want to choose, essential oils that will be good for them, will be a mixture of cool aromas and sweet, like sandalwood, rose, mint, cinnamon, jasmine. So they will be generically good oils for them. Whereas if there is a kapha, which is more water and earth, so they have heaviness because earth is heavy compared to, say, space and air or fire, which are much lighter or even non-tangible. So if somebody has got kapha or a lot of water and earth, then we want to give them spicy overtones because we want them to be a bit mobile because earth grounds people. So we can give them like juniper or eucalyptus or clove or marjoram. You know, they will be the kind of oils that will be suitable for them, and they need light kind of oils.
Now, how about the pitta? What kind of oils would be good for? Oh, no, you did talk about pitta. What about the first one? Vata. Yeah. What kind of oils would you recommend for that?
Vata is made up of space and air. So if I look at the qualities of these elements, now in space and air brings dryness and coldness with it typically. So because it brings coldness, we want like warm and sweet again. For example, basil, orange, rose geranium, cloves, you know, those kind of oils that have got sweet aroma and warm quality to them. So that's what we would use, like anything else. Even I'll choose those kind of foods for them as well. So it is the whole pattern I will be looking at, because Pitta is fiery. So even their foods will be cooling, their oils will be cooling. So in foods, I may give them more, for example, cucumber is a cooling thing to have. So they may benefit from them. But in the oils, they may benefit from sandalwood, which is cooling in its quality. Or another example, if you want to listen to, like, for example, if somebody comes to me and they have a problem with indigestion, and they need some kind of carminatives, like, you know, so dispelling gas and all that. Now, I can see that in the oils, I know very little basic about oils. By the way, I've done a short course in essential oils, and I do like to use them for myself as well, other than Ayurveda. So now the oils choice can be coriander or oregano, for example. And I have to work out between these two. But from knowledge of oils, we can see that coriander is cooling, whereas oregano is heating. So
very hot.
So if I have a pitta person there, I would give them coriander, not oregano, because it may help with the digestion, but it may bring more heat in the body as well at the same time. Whereas if I had a Vata or a Kapha person, I would have given them oregano.
That's interesting. I'm thinking of my husband here, like peppermint essential oil is one of my favorite essential oils. I just feel better when I take peppermint. I like to put like a drop under my tongue, or I'll put some in my water, or rub some like diluted on my belly. But if my husband tries to take it, if he puts it under his tongue, he'll start like cold sweating a little bit. So I don't know. I'm guessing now, I don't have any history or experience in this, but I'm guessing peppermint is going to fall in the, maybe the kapha, like the water. I'm not sure. What would you put it as?
Mint is a bit cooling, and I haven't met you, but I've seen your photo. And from your photo itself, I can see there is fire in you. Because fire is also connected with fire in the belly. Fire is connected with passion. Fire is connected with, like I said, the tone of the color or, you know, of skin, and other health issues could be acidity, reflux kind of things. But fire is also connected with fire in the belly. So, and just from your photo, I can see some fire there.
Oh.
I may be wrong, but
I don't know. What do you guys think, listeners? You think I'm passionate?
So I would say peppermint would be okay for you. But of course, I don't know. I haven't seen your husband's photo or, you know,
okay,
so
is
no
just
idea.
Cool as a cucumber, that one. So, yes, we balance well for sure. But okay. He loves ginger. So now if we want to do digestive support, I'll go for the peppermint. It's cooling. I feel like it helps balance that fire, right? And this makes total sense. He'll go for the ginger, which I assume is a kind of more of the pitta energy, the high fire energy.
It's heating.
That can balance out his coolness a bit.
Yeah.
This all makes sense.
You know, you would know probably more about, because I'm not an aromatherapist as such. I just happen to know a little bit, but I use the knowledge of Ayurveda. But for example, chamomile would be cooling, but thyme is heating. So if, you know, you have to choose between the two, what would you need? So I would look at their body types as well to see, do they need heating or do they need cooling? Do they need drying things? Do they need something that brings
air movement?
Yes.
That makes total sense. Well, I have an idea, Neerja. Let's take a short break to thank our sponsors. But then when we come back, let's try to combine our knowledge bases and try to make this really straightforward and easy for our listeners who I know are just dying to apply some of this to their daily oily routines. So we'll be right back after this short break. All right, we're back with Neerja Ahuja. We're talking all about Ayurvedic medicine and essential oils. So let's combine our knowledge bases here. I'm wanting to learn a little more of how can someone like me, who doesn't really know anything about Ayurveda, but I'm loving this. I'm digging it. I'm like smelling what you're stepping in. I like it. I want to know, how can I take these categories and start to identify what essential oils would, how those essential oils would fall into those different categories? Is there like a resource to go to, or is it more just understanding the difference between those energies and just experimenting and feeling it?
Look, I would say that the more we understand from Ayurvedic perspective, the more I understand my body type or my doshas, the easier it is to really then follow it becomes very logical. If I've got too much fire, then the foods I want are the cooling kind of foods, especially if it is summertime. If it is midday, I really should not have some hot curry, because it will bring too much heat, and that heat may lead to aggression, that heat may lead to anger, irritation, resentment, frustration kind of feelings as well.
What are some maybe like medical conditions or illnesses that you would maybe relate to that fire pitta, too much imbalance in that area?
As I'd mentioned, fire, what are the fire conditions? It could be skin rashes, it could be acidity, it could be reflux, So those are the things that people will connect with fire. And in mental, emotional, the anger, the resentments, the frustrations, they could be coming from the hot curry you've been eating all summer days.
Right. That curry is making you angry. Stop going to the Indian buffet, guys.
Especially, well,
in the summer.
Should be saying. But once you understand and you do like hot curries, and if you understand that you have got too much fire, then you can have them in wintertime more, or in the evening rather than midday.
Maybe put on some peppermint beforehand and, you know, balance it out a little.
And Indian buffets, maybe there will be plenty of coriander there as well in the mealtime.
Mm-hmm. And coriander, remind me, which category would that fall under?
Coriander is cooling.
Cooling, okay. Yeah, that's an oil I don't use as much. I would like to use it more. It's also known as Melissa, correct?
I think Melissa is slightly different oil from my understanding. Coriander is, they are slightly different, but I think both of them are cooling.
Oh, it's parsley I'm confusing. Coriander is the seed that comes from the parsley plant. That's where I'm confusing things. Yeah. Very interesting. Well, I love these examples. Give me a few examples of the kapha, the water kind of earth energy, and how that would manifest more as a emotional or physical illness.
Okay. Okay. Now, kapha is made up of water and earth. So what are the qualities of water and earth? Let's look at them. It will be typically the body or the person may have oily skin, oily hair, bigger bones because earth gives weight, so they are heavy. And there is a coldness that comes with all of that as well, and slowness that comes with that. So, for example, then in terms of foods, I want to give them light foods. So they are the ones who would really benefit from salads. Or lettuce is light, you know, so look at that.
I'm trying to relate this to an essential oil. I'm thinking maybe lemon oil. Would that be considered a light?
Lime,
okay. So yeah, this
ginger.
Seems intuitive to me. Yeah.
There you go. Exactly. That's what I find, that I do give seminars and workshops, and I do have actually an online course about talking about body types as well. But the moment people understand this or get to know this, it is very intuitive, because that's how they feel, and they can quickly understand and peg it in their own life. They can relate it to the people that they know of, because it's all about pattern. You know, sometimes when I'm teaching in a workshop, I'll say, you know, how children have those dots where they can join the dots and suddenly there is an animal or there is a bird that comes up by joining those dots. You know how as a child we would have those kind of things that we were given. Ayurveda is about recognizing the patterns. And the more you recognize a pattern, it will start taking shape. It will start telling us what would I eat that will work for me, what I shouldn't eat because I understand I've got, for example, kapha, or what kind of work will suit me, what kind of work will not suit me. For example, kaphas, water and earth. Earth also gives structures. So when they like structures. And I can tell you, I should share here. I've seen in my practice people who have taken same breakfast for the last 40 years because it works. Why change? So they have that structure. Whereas the person who has got vata in their body type, they'll have space and air. Air likes to move. Air doesn't like to stay at one place. They'll have same breakfast 2 days. Next day, they won't change. They want third day, they don't want to have the same breakfast. So their nature is different, whereas kapha brings structure. So structure brings heaviness and slowness in nature as well. So you want to give them something warming, something drying, something lightening, something stimulating, whether they are oils or they are foods or they are exercises. For example, for kapha person, I'll say, don't go for a slow walk, go for a jog. You know, they need to bring that energy into them and movement into them. Whereas vata, who's already struggling with too much movement in the neurons, stress and anxiety, I would say, do some calming things. So, you know, there's no one size fits all kind of thing. There's no one single thing. So kaphas may, in terms of oils, they want diuretics to reduce water retention that may have. Also, they may have warming. So lime, orange, juniper, ginger, cinnamon, cumin, cloves, thyme, black pepper. You get the flow of the things, right? You would know more
about
these.
Yeah, it's starting to pick up for sure. Although I wouldn't mind getting that list if you have a list in front of you. That would be great.
Yes, I do have a list which I can send. A while ago, I had given a talk at the Aromatherapist Association here, so I do have a list handy.
Yeah, that would be great. Well, I bet my audience members would really appreciate that. If you're not feeling like the intuition, maybe you're just starting to learn your oils, so you don't know them as well, you know? We'll see if we can get that list on the show notes for you all. That would be really great.
Sure, can do that.
Well, we're starting to run low on time, and I don't want to run out of time before we ask our closing questions. So I think I'll stop you there, but this has been so fascinating. I love this concept. I love this idea. I want to ask you one more question before we move on to our closing questions. And that is, do you have maybe like a favorite essential oil of yours or one you would recommend for like stress or anxiety or anything like that?
I do have an essential oil that I use a lot. I work as an Ayurvedic therapist as well. So the one oil that I use there is frankincense, because frankincense is also said to be something that can remove inappropriate energies from your energy body.
Okay, what does that mean?
What does that mean? Let's first look at frankincense as oil or as a resin has been used, I know about. It has been used in Hinduism, it has been used in Islam, it has been used in Christianity. There is mention of that. And so it is connected with spirituality. And what is spirituality, if I want to use a very common sense thing, is it is getting rid of your mental emotional toxins. For me, that's what it means too. And when people are coming to us for therapy or consult, one of the things that we work with is in mind-body health. So we are also working with them so that they can get rid of their mind-body physical toxins as well as mental emotional toxins like sadness, irritations, frustrations, stresses. There's no switch for them. So we use diet, lifestyle, and oil. This particular oil I use a lot in my treatment room. Because obviously when they are lying on the table, they are there to get rid of their stresses at least. And whatever else they had been storing, their tiredness, their sadness, their frustrations. I find people get up from the table feeling different. But of course, we don't want them to be collecting them in the room ourselves. So I use frankincense as a spray and as a oil in the burner to get rid of those. And that's my favorite professional oil, I would say.
Maybe we can be friends. It's mine too. Well, not professional. It's my personal favorite.
So it is my personal. I mean, that's the one that I use it every single day in the room all the time. Even though lavender is very common, but I find that frankincense works even better for me in the work that I do as well.
Yeah. And which category is frankincense considered?
Frankincense would be, I think it is vata pacifying because you're getting rid of your emotional baggage as well with it.
I was going to guess kapha energy, but I didn't want to sound stupid.
No, it is. And it is actually good for all the body types because it is good for kapha, it is good for pitta, it is good for all of them because everyone, whichever body type we are, whatever age group we are, whatever gender we are, the fact is we all collect our emotional baggage as we grow. So it is good for all of us, but it is vata pacifying, it is kapha pacifying, it is pitta pacifying to some extent as well.
Interesting. Well, thank you. This has been so fascinating. Now, we can't let you go without asking you our closing questions. So Neerja, the first one's just give us a glimpse into what your daily health habits look like.
Okay. Being an Ayurveda practitioner, I do work with my herbs as well. So there are certain herbs that I take every day because they're safe enough to be taken whole life to keep us in balance, because we are creating those toxins, I was saying, every day through diet or through lifestyle or through emotions or whatever. So there is some herbs that I use every day. And then there are others that I do rotate, but I also do my yoga and meditation daily. So these are some of the things that happen for me first thing in the morning. And then my day starts.
Sounds lovely. Now, finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Okay. Can I talk not about oils, but my favorite thing that I recommend to everybody?
Absolutely.
Is ditch your processed foods as much as you can and go for wholesome, natural foods.
Simple enough. Simple doesn't always mean easy, but it is a very simple concept that is a very great step that everyone can take, and what a difference it can make for sure.
Definitely.
Well, Nidra, tell everyone listening how they can connect with you. Tell them what you offer as far as if anyone's interested in learning more about Ayurveda or any of the other courses you might offer. Do you work remotely? Can anyone, you know, work with you from around the world?
I'm based in Australia, but I do Skype consultations quite often because even Australia is big. So some of my clients may be living 3 hours away or they may be living interstate. So I do Skype consultations. And I do offer some online course, especially the one that maybe listeners may be interested is in understanding your mind-body type, which talks about how you can understand your own body type. And then the course goes on to that. What will that mean for you practically? So it talks about diet, it talks about lifestyle, it talks about what kind of exercise work and why they work. It talks about what kind of jobs would work more for you and why, and how you can deal with the relationships, because these are your natural tendencies, how you can overcome. So I think that practically that online course for listeners around the globe would be a useful one. And I'll be very happy. I can send you the links, Samantha, and I'll be very happy to give 20% off to your listeners if they are interested in.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that's great.
And I can send you the link for our website. We do face-to-face plenty of things as well. If somebody is interested in traveling to Australia and have some treatments here with us as well.
Perfect. Okay. I will definitely grab that link to get that 20% off your courses. And I'll see if we can get a link over to maybe that list of oils as well, if you're willing to share. So wonderful. So for you listening on iTunes or a podcast app, just click on that show more or more button or show notes button and scroll down and you can find all those links there, or you can find it all on our website, revolutionoilspodcast.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Nidra. This has been simply wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you for having me there.
Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you again here next week on the show. We have new episodes that drop every Tuesday morning. If you want to get those episodes downloaded while you sleep, especially while you're connected to Wi-Fi, which is what I like to do for my favorite podcast, you can just hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcast. And hey, while you're at it, leave us a rating and review wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks so much. As always, folks, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.